If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome back to another episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. And we're going to get right to it because today we got some serious knowledge coming your way, some really practical advice, some serious strategies, and some science coming at you today. I'm really excited for you to get to hear this interview. Today, I have interviewing Dr. Shannon Irvin, who is an entrepreneur, high achievement business at master coach and strategist, host of the Epic Success podcast. She has a PhD in neuropsychology, and she's the founder of mosaicvision.org, a charity that supports AIDS orphans in Africa. Her mission is to help entrepreneurs become the person who can achieve their God-given dreams by giving them step-by-step blueprints to think like, act like, and actually become a six-figure plus entrepreneur in a way that honors what they value most. Now, that is a mission that I love. That is flipping awesome. Today, we're talking specifically about how entrepreneurs can really maximize the power of their brain to grow in business and in life. We're going to talk about success. We're going to talk about abundance mindsets, growth mindsets, scarcity mindsets. We're going to talk about priming your brain and tangible steps to rewire negative thoughts that you have. This is fun. Buckle up, put your headphones in. If you have a pen and piece of paper nearby, grab it because you're going to want to take notes. I know that I took a ton of notes just during the course of interviewing Dr. Shannon Irvin. So enough with me blabbering away. Let's get to the interview. Hi, Dr. Shannon Irvin. Welcome to the podcast.
What's up, Brock? So excited to be on this podcast. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Of course. Very excited to have you. Always excited when we have a doctor on the
podcast. Oh, please. I always joke around like, don't let that fool you. I was just desperate enough to get a doctorate. So.
I love that. So you have a lot of expertise and I'm really excited to talk today about the power of the brain.
Yeah.
I think it's the ultimate, right?
Yeah.
The ultimate organ for business and life growth. But let's start with how can the brain really be wired for success? Can we talk a little bit about that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is my love language right here because you and I both, we are entrepreneurs, right? We are surrounded by entrepreneurs all the time. And one of the things that just breaks my heart, and I know breaks yours too, is when you see people who are meant to change the world, that were meant to do amazing things, that are holding themselves back, not because they're not enough, not because they're incompetent or not able, but because of the way their thoughts are stopping them dead in their tracks, right? And I was one of those back in the day. And I still, of course, you know, we all go through our ups and downs, but I started really diving into why is it that some people just plow through those things and never worry about going live and never worry about, oh, somebody said something bad about me. Oh, whatever, you know, and then other people, it just takes them out of the game. For me personally, I was always in that mindset of having to be perfect, do it better. Like it's never enough. You know, I'd stay up to 2 a.m. making it better, 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 better. And I come to found out, I started working with a mentor and she really started showing me not strategies, not tactics, not super secret webinar funnel-y things, right? But what she did was she showed me, like, she thought differently than I did about money, about success, about failure, about worth. And that's kind of what started this now 12 or 13 year journey of, well, maybe her brain's just different than mine. That was the next step. I'm like, well, maybe that she's got this super brain and I don't. Mostly because I was looking for some step-by-step method, right, to like mindset. And everything out there that I saw was like vision boards and those things. And they're not bad, but they're like, they felt very temporary to me, you know, until the big gremlin came in that said I wasn't enough again. And then, you know, I'd be off there. So going and getting my PhD in neuroscience was honestly an act of desperation to see, is it possible that the brain wires success a certain way or doesn't? And as I got into those PhD rooms, I quickly learned the power that only 3% of the world taps into. Wow. And is available to every single entrepreneur on the planet. And so, yeah, your brain is very much has a step-by-step process to wire success or to unwire it.
Wow. Okay. So then let's talk more about that.
Sure.
That 3%, are there some tangible tips? How do we tap into that 3%?
Yeah. So our minds are wired a very specific way. In our method, we call it the neurocoaching model. Think of it like Legos. This is how anything that you've ever been successful at, how it's been created. It's also how those self-limiting, self-sabotaging, success-sucking stories also get created. So the same process that builds success is the same process your brain uses to automate those things that are keeping you held back. And I just want to say, Brock, like one of the things that I see so much is, haven't you seen this too? Like people blame themselves. Oh, I just it must be me. I'm the one that this can't. And I am so on fire to let people know that this isn't your fault. This is actually something that got hardwired into your brain from maybe young or young adult, somewhere in that time where this part of your brain called the prefrontal cortex was developing. And so our prefrontal cortex is the BS meter in our brain, right? It's the one that's going to go, yeah, I don't think that's true, right? But for most of us, that doesn't fully develop till we're like closer to 24 years old, 23, 22, 24. So when you're 8 or 10 or 12, and your mom says those rich people are evil, guess what? You don't have a filter. You don't have anything. It immediately comes in as truth. And it gets repeated so much in your environment that your brain takes it and automates it. It does this because it's the most efficient system on the planet. It wants to use all the energy, all the glucose toward what you want it to. So it hears something being repeated enough. It doesn't make a moral judgment, doesn't do any of those things. It just says, oh, this is being repeated. So I will now take that thought. I will put it on autopilot for you. So you don't actually think the thought, it just fires for you. And wow. So, you know, whether it's what you think about money or heard about money growing up or what it took and didn't take to be successful. That was a big one for me. Like, you know, to be successful, I had to work harder than anybody else, right? Because that's what I saw growing up. Or I had to sacrifice, right? Sacrifice myself, sacrifice something in order for success to be it. Everybody has a story that's on automation in their brain around success, failure, worth, money. And these are the stories we know from science now that drive 90% of your daily decisions and therefore your actions and therefore your results.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So we're sitting here blaming ourselves. Like, it must be me. I must be broken. But these automations are running to keep you safe, to keep things familiar to you. Think like not eaten by the tiger in the room.
Yeah.
The tiger is Instagram Live, right?
Yeah.
And once you start tapping into this model, this neurocoaching model, it's literally the ability to look at a situation and go through these step-by-step process, which I'd be glad to talk about, to really change the thinking and then automate something new.
Wow. Okay. So if I'm understanding this correctly, it's all the things from when we were growing up, the negative thoughts, opinions, just phrases that maybe we heard from someone else we saw on TV, and we've internalized them and they've become so automated that they're basically truths. Like our brain doesn't even 100%. View them as potentially incorrect. Like they are true. And they're also automatic, which I think is really interesting that there's something, you know, like you said, our brain is really optimized in that way.
Absolutely.
That like it automatically comes up. And so let's talk about this a little bit more. I was recently at the Amen Clinic getting my brain scanned, and Dr. Amen has a phrase that says, like, kill the ants, the automatic negative thoughts. How do you do that? Like, what are some steps that we can take to start to remove these automatic negative thoughts?
Love it. I love Dr. Amen's work. Actually, my whole family and I are going to go get scanned next month. Believe in his work so much. You know, in order to remove those automatic negative thoughts, in our model is something called the mind matrix, but it's just four simple steps. And I'll tell you those steps, I promise. But first, I want you to understand like how the brain wires so that you can see how important and how powerful it is. We call it Stebdar. Think about like if you could build, what is it, 8 or 9 chunky Legos together, that's what it's like. A situation, which is at the top, the S, it's neutral. And this is the one thing everybody wants to argue with me. No, it's not neutral. Like COVID's a situation. It's not neutral. I'm like, yes, it is. Because think about different people and how they're handling COVID. There are some who are just at peace. They're fine. They're doing good. And then there are some that are just off the chain. They're just gone, you know? So it's the situation is neutral. What we think about it or our thoughts are what gives that situation energy or what gives that situation. And we can see this in things like two different people doing webinars, right? One person has 10 people show up and is like, so excited. Mm-hmm. And the other person has 10 people show up and they're just like, oh, forget it. Why would I even try, right? Mm-hmm. No different situation, but the thought is different. And the thought, we know this like peer reviewed now, thoughts create emotions. It's a couple microseconds, but thoughts create emotions. We know that hands down. So you have a situation that happens, you have a thought about that situation. And then from that thought, the emotion gets created. If I think that I'm going to be amazing and it's going to go great on stage, I'm going to have an entirely different emotion in my body than if I think, oh gosh, what's everybody going to think of me? You know, and even our physical body starts to shrink, right? Mm-hmm. And from that thought and emotion, those combine, if it's repeated enough, mm-hmm. to become a belief. And that's the place where automation takes place in the brain. We call it belief because it's something that we know. It's the place where identity gets created because when you believe something and it's so consistent, now it's, we say things like I am or I'm not, right? Like I might fail so often and I feel so bad about it. Then my belief is I can't do this. I'm not good at this, right? That's where that comes from. Now from that belief line, decision comes from that place. We make our decisions based on our beliefs, right? And we know from neuroscience, 90% of the things that we're deciding about every single day are coming from our automatic subconscious programming, not our own thoughts. Like we think we're thinking, but 90% of it is being done from that subconscious area. And from there, your actions come from that. And then, of course, the results. So to dive in, the first thing is you got to interrupt the thoughts, right? You have to become aware of the thoughts. One of the things I always get asked is what is the big, like one difference between super successful 7, 8, 9 figure entrepreneurs and me? The difference is they hear their thoughts. Now it goes deeper than that, but I know when I hear a thought, it's not that I don't have the thoughts. It's not that you don't have the thoughts, right, Brock? It's just, we hear them.
Yep.
We're like, you know, not on my watch. Right. Yeah. And so it's really catching that thought, but the mind matrix really is a process of recognizing, which is catching those thoughts, writing it down on paper, which is we keep it in the R so you can know. So we write it down on paper. That actually starts to use parts of our subconscious brain. Mm. So I'm as techie as they come, but if you don't put pen to paper and actually write down the words that you're hearing that are sabotaging you, then you're not bringing in those systems of the motor systems and the memory systems that are all involved in that automation process. So we really want to pull it out of the subconscious so that it doesn't just go back into automation, right?
Got it.
So when you're doing that, we really want to write it down in the sense that this is what I'm saying to myself. And here's what I mean. No one, even though people will argue with me, no one says I have imposter syndrome to themselves. That's what they say to other people, but they're not saying it to themselves. What they're saying is probably something along the lines of who the heck do I think I am to do this? Or whatever the narrative is that they probably heard from young adults or, you know, somewhere back then. And so when you write the actual words down that you're saying to yourself, something kind of magical happens. And it's all based on, you know, your prefrontal cortex actually seeing that statement for the very first time as an adult, right? Oh. So you write it down, you look at it, and then you put that thought on trial as if it's a lie, right? So you come up with evidence why it's not true. Mm. And in that process, it's really a pretty quick process, you know? And then it's just a matter of creating that same automation that you didn't even know was running the show, but doing it purposefully. We call it brain priming. And it's this thing that we can just take those truths that you've now created from putting your lie on the witness stand, right? Mm-hmm. And recording them and listening to them in the morning when you wake up and in the evening, right before you go to bed, where your subconscious is available to you more.
Wow.
And it starts laying down these networks in your brain toward that truth instead of the truth that was keeping you kind of held back.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So
cool stuff, right?
Very cool. Fascinating stuff. So like I was taking notes, thinking about these four steps. First, I'm going to recognize that negative thought exists. First,
yes.
I just have to even be aware of it, which
yep.
some of us, like, we might vaguely be aware of, but hopefully after listening to this podcast, we can be a little bit more aware of it. Then you record it,
mm-hmm.
you write it down, journal it, like it gets pen to paper,
physically pen to paper. Yep.
Then you put it on trial.
Yeah. And I call that to refute so we refute that one because it is a lie. Otherwise mm-hmm. you would be saying, oh, this is a great thought. I want to keep it. Right. So it's a lie. So we refute it.
Got it. Okay. So we refute it. And then brain priming. What's the R for that fourth step?
Rewire. Because that's truly what the rewiring is process. And it is that simple. That's going on behind the scenes from the moment you're born until the moment you go to be with Jesus. It's going on the whole time. Your brain is looking for what you're repeating. It's mm-hmm. catching that thing that you're repeating enough. It's saying, okay, I'll automate it. And then it just stays and runs on automation. But once you pull it out, you just recognize, record, refute, and rewire. The rewiring is so passive. Most people are like, can't be that easy. It can't be that step by step. I think it's just because I'm naturally that kind of like real logical. So I was looking for the steps to changing my thinking, right? Mm-hmm. And when I found out it didn't matter if you were Einstein, it didn't matter if you were Elon Musk, it didn't matter if you were Shannon Irvin, it didn't matter who you were. This is the process your brain goes through. Oh, I get so jazzed up about this. The only reason why you're not where you want to be, it's just because there's an automation that's in there that's not serving you. It's like, you know, entrepreneurs, we have our foot on the gas all the time. We're going, going, going. But we have this foot on the brake that we're unaware of. And that's why we're going in circles, right? Not that you have to do all these strategies and tactics. They all work. But it's you just got to get that foot off the brake and really wire what you want into your brain so that the success switch can get flipped for you. And it makes all the processes actually work really well.
This episode of Build Your Tribe is a special episode because it's brought to you by the Marketing Impact Academy. The Marketing Impact Academy is my mom's, really, it's her online school that we open up for registration just once a year. And I say we because I teach in it, and there are actually dozens of other experts from across different industries who teach inside the Marketing Impact Academy, but it's only open once a year. Only once a year do we open it. And if you want to know how to run an online business, even if you're not tech savvy, if you want to build a better online business, if you don't want to be a slave to your laptop or to your phone, or feel like you have to constantly be on social media, we get it. If you don't want to waste a ton of money on developing websites and spending money on SEO experts, then I invite you to check out marketingimpactacademy.com. We're opening registration super duper soon, and I'm actually really excited for this year's open registration. So don't miss out on all the amazing things that we have planned for you inside the Marketing Impact Academy. Again, you can visit marketingimpactacademy.com, and we'll put your name on the list so that you are first to be notified when registration opens up, because it's only open for a short window of time, and we only accept a certain number of entrepreneurs into the Marketing Impact Academy. So again, visit marketingimpactacademy.com to make sure that your name is on that list. Anyways, back to the episode.
And let's then talk about the rewiring, the brain rewiring and priming a little bit more. You said, like, you know, first thing in the morning or before you go to bed, those are great times because was your exact wording for why those are great times?
Such a cool hack. So when you're just waking up, let me back up. When you're going to bed,
okay,
you're starting to go to bed. This is why for us high achievers, we go to bed and then like the eyeballs pop open because we're trying to process everything. We know now, like at nighttime, that's when your brain is actually going in and deciding, is this a thought that is being repeated? No, it tosses it out. Is this a thought that's being repeated? Nope, it's tossing it. Oh, this one's been repeated. Let's automate it. That's when that's happening. And so when you put this brain priming And we do it a couple different ways. We go after the limiting beliefs and we actually create a brain priming toward the thing that you want as well. Mm-hmm. And you just listen to it at night. Your brain starts taking that in as something of repetitive nature. Then it says, oh, wait, he keeps repeating this. This must be what I love giving voice to subconscious, but this must be what he really thinks. Let's start automating it. And so it starts sending glucose toward that and it starts automating in the subconscious. And then if you start your day with that, because let's be real, like you're not going to believe it on day one and day two. You're just not, you know, so it enables you to start your day. And if you do it, if you can get in the discipline of doing it before you get out of bed, you know, when you're still in that kind of weird sleepy state,
your
subconscious is still kind of coming, kind of down regulating and letting your prefrontal cortex take over. So that's a time that is listening. And if you exercise, this is a cool thing. Remember like runner's high, exercise high, all that thing. That's because you're actually tapping into your subconscious after that big dopamine hit. So if you're somebody who works out, I always say brain prime right after you work out. And it has the same effect as right before sleep. So you're just hacking the system. You're basically going in and saying, you've been going on autopilot this whole time through your life. And so was I, right? You're like, oh, well, I think, I respond, I react. And now you get to become the creator of your thoughts and create the thoughts that create the future that you do want and then get super passionate about not letting in those thoughts that are on autopilot and knowing that you have a system to go after them if they're there.
Got it. So then some tangible ways that we can actually do this first thing in the morning, before we go to bed, after a great workout is keeping a journal nearby. Like maybe is it sticky notes on the mirror? Like what are some?
No, we actually, and I've got a recording for you too, that I can give to your listeners. We actually, in our programs, we help you craft an audio for your very specific to yourself, but being an entrepreneur for, I would say 5 years, but that would be a lie. So 25 years, we have a kind of a DNA, we have a type. And so I created a brain priming that you can start even listening to tonight to really go after some of those deeply seated lies that we tend to hold as entrepreneurs. And you just listen to this audio. So my students and my clients, they create very pinpointed ones and we take them through that process, but just listening to it, you don't even have to read. You don't have to do anything. You just literally pop the earbuds in and listen. That's it. That's what people think. It's so passive. How could this possibly work? But that's how it worked in the beginning. You were just in the room listening, right?
Yeah. And something that I can tell you that I love about this idea and something, you know, I want to start incorporating this myself is just the idea of listening, because like when I finish a workout, I'm usually listening.
Yes.
First thing in the morning, I'm usually listening. Like that's a time where I'll like listen to a devotional or worship music, or I'll listen to, you know, a great podcast early in the morning while I'm kind of waking up and getting ready. So the earbuds are already in.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Where can we get this resource?
Go to brainpriming.com. So brainpriming.com is there. That's only set up for Build Your Tribe. And it's just download. It'll be an AM and a PM because they're kind of a little bit different. And just commit to listening to it for the next 30 days. You'll get hooked. I mean, we've had Brock. It's been so cool. I'm so lucky to get to do what I get to do. I had one entrepreneur, you know, was like skeptical, like, are you sure this is science? I'm like, yeah, it's science. And we would show it. But she's like, I'm not going to buy anything. I'm just going to use this brain priming thing of yours. And I'll see, you know, she's ready to prove it like wrong. And I'm like, great. Okay, good. Yay. You know, she messages me back 2 weeks later and said, what did you put in that thing? I'm like, it's just me talking. What do you mean? She's like, my business just went through the roof. Like I literally went from being able to make $2,000 in 1 month to $200,000 in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And she said, it's because I actually started believing what you were saying. And that's the power of the brain. We have this superpower, this like competitive advantage on our shoulders. And most people try the work harder willpower method and think that's going to work. And it's not supposed to be that hard. I'm not saying you don't have to work. I'm not saying you don't have to put in the effort, but I'm saying if the only thing is holding you back is that foot on the brake, this is what takes the foot off. And when the foot's off, then you can truly step in and focus and do the things that you know that you were called to do.
Awesome. Let's talk about entrepreneurship then. Let's talk about money mindsets. Let's talk about, you know, because it's something that we talk about quite a bit, like inside the Marketing Impact Academy. something that we're constantly dealing with is money mindset, growth mindset, abundance mindset, and scarcity mindsets, things like that. Can you tell me a little bit more about how your work relates, first of all, to like money mindset for entrepreneurs?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Love this subject so much because it's the thing, I call it entrepreneur kryptonite. It's the thing that like, you know, shrinks and reduces so many people. I have a couple of cool stories about how this works that Shalene was part of. So I had my methodology, you know, I was working, I hadn't brought the business online. This was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And you were at MIA. I went to MIA. I'm an MIA grad. I love MIA. I'm such a fan. Why? Because it's step-by-step how to bring your things online. I'm a step-by-step girl. And I was in the VIP room with Shalene. Remember, keep this in context of like, you are the creator of your thoughts and your thoughts are creating your reality. And so I am always aware when a thought of mine is not serving the thing, my vision, right? I can see that there's contract or what we call cognitive dissonance. I want this, I'm here. And it's there's tension and there's all that. We run a nonprofit. We've been working in Uganda for over 16 years now. And I was the front face of that nonprofit as well as behind the scenes. And all of my work, consulting and using the neurocoaching model was all word of mouth, one-on-one, you know, had a really lucrative business, but I had a calling. I wanted to help more entrepreneurs, right? Mm-hmm. I was in this weird conflict. If I want to go online, but what will people think? You know, I don't want to harm the orphans. Like I just didn't want anything bad to happen that would cause somebody to say, oh, well, she's, you know, it's not the real deal. So I stood up and Brett and Shalene were there. And I don't think you were in the room at the time. But I stood up and I explained that like, I want to bring it online, but I'm afraid of what people will say. And she just looked at me dead as she does. I'm sure I can't even imagine your life, but she looked at me dead in the eye and she said, is it true? Are you not going to be able to support the nonprofit because you bring your business online? And I'm like, no, not true. What at all? Of course not. No. In fact, I want to fund the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, whose life are you going to live? It's so good to be in the room with people that will reflect that truth about your vision versus the stories that roll around in your head. And when it has to do with money, we get really weird. You know, all the stories. As I was starting my business, I remember selling. I love selling because I know I'm serving, right? Mm-hmm. But I got to 199,000. I'm not kidding. 199,900 and change. Mm-hmm. And I started sabotaging things. I started like taking days off that I don't normally do. I'm just a very driven person. What the heck's going on here? But I know better. So I'm like, okay, let me get in there. Let me see what the story is. And I really remembered my dad was driving by houses that were really cool. And my dad saying those people that make $200,000 a year on the backs of everybody else. And it just was so crystal. I'm like, I'm like a good person. I love people. Like I don't ever want to harm them. So can you imagine like I'd get close to that number and I'd be like, you know, my subconscious would be going, no. Well, that's what's going on for everyone that's an entrepreneur. We're asking people to invest in us and we're turning around and providing a service. And so many of us have our who wrapped up with our do, right? Mm. Who we are and our value and our worth and our enoughness in the world. Wrapped up, braided almost with what we do out there in the world. And so it's great when somebody gives you money and says, I believe in you, right? And then you feel like you're amazing. And then somebody refunds and you're like, oh gosh, you start questioning everything. So I think this is the one that we do it in our Epic Success program. We go after this first because money's tied to success. Money is tied to failure. Money is tied to worth. Money is tied to who we are. So we got to get this neutrality of money straight, right? Mm-hmm. We've got to understand that money is a tool and it's a tool to be used for good. And just to bring the full closure on that story of the VIP day, that's exactly what we've done now. We actually fully fund our nonprofit, 100%. So anybody who donates, it goes right to the kids. And that wouldn't have happened had I not started to hear the stories, right? And it's again, being aware of the thinking, right? And recognizing that thinking, you do have a story about money. So if you haven't done the work, you either have a story of abundance that it's flowing to and through and around and out and back to you, and that's what you grew up under, then you probably feel pretty comfortable with money. Or money could be the root of all evil, which is, by the way, not in scripture. It could be, you know, that you were saw your parents fighting over money. So money means loss of love, right? Mm-hmm. Ask your mind, ask your brain to reveal to you, what is my story about money? Don't get all like, oh, I don't know. No, just sit down and think about what you heard people saying in your family, what you believed about. Is it hard to make money or is it easy to make money? Mm-hmm. Right? Is asking for a sale hard or is it service? So start asking some of those hard questions. I don't know the link, but we do have a cool money mindset quiz that'll help you start to unpack these, because you've got to come to peace with money, because money is just this transactional tool that allows somebody to say yes to themselves, right? They're not saying yes to you. You're providing a solution and they're saying yes to themselves, right? But if we don't get that money story straight, we have to dive in there and say, okay, what did my family feel about money? Was it easy to make? Was it hard to make? Is money good or bad? What do people with money, are they good? Are they bad? What do you believe about that? Because just like my story, there's no way on God's earth you're going to actually go and make money if you think making money makes you a bad person, right? So if you think about it as it's running anyway, and it's actually making 90% of your financial and sales decisions right now anyway, I would just encourage you, just this is that speed bump moment, right? Slow down, speed up, and just sit and just journal, like, what did I think about money? And that quiz will kind of help you walk through what kind of entrepreneur money mindset you have. It will bring up some of those questions and it'll allow you to see, where am I right now? And where is the person that I look up to the most? And what are the steps for me to clear that? But the mind matrix is the way through. It's no different. And that's the good news. The way our brain works is the same, whether we're talking about money, success, failure, worth, all of the above.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. We will put the link. I have the link for that. That'll be down in the show notes below the episode. Dr. Shannon Irvin, thank you so much. This was so, so valuable. Taking notes. I'm excited to go take the brainprimingresource.com, brainpriming.com, link to that in the show notes, but I'm going to go visit that right now. Cool. Super, super excited. Thank you so much. Really, thank you.
Yeah, no, this is a blessing. And just, I want entrepreneurs that are listening, like, seriously lean in right now. The only thing that is holding you back are these automated stories. So like, be the creator of your thoughts and really go after the thoughts that are going to create your future.
You know, I kind of wanted to let that last line sink in a little bit and let you just kind of sit with it for a second. If you haven't already, I highly recommend downloading today's episode so that you can come back to it and refer to it and listen to it over and over again. I know that I personally am heading straight to brainpriming.com because I want to get that set up for myself. I want to actually implement some of what Dr. Shannon Irvin shared with us today. I hope you do as well. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review of the podcast telling us specifically that this was an episode you loved. Doing so not only helps the podcast get shown to more people because more reviews equals better visibility, but also it just helps us know as podcast hosts what kind of episodes you're looking for, what you want to see more of or less of. So if you enjoyed today's podcast, it would mean the world to us if you left a review on whatever podcast listening app you are listening on. Also, of course, you can find all of the links that we talked about in today's episode down in the show notes below. And as always, happy networking.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.